All right, thank you.
Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitator and coach Betsy McLaughlin as she delves into different areas of your life to get unstuck and create the life that is truly possible for you. Betsy has changed her life by utilizing the tools and techniques she is sharing with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Hello, everybody. Hello, hello. Welcome to Imperfect Brilliance. I'm Betsy McLaughlin, your hostess for this time together. And I am so happy to welcome back somebody that we have had on the show before, and she's so much fun, an absolute joy and pleasure, and a friend of mine. So welcome, Rudrani.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to play with you today.
Yay. So it's so funny. I'm actually facilitating Facebook Lives on being out of control and being willing to be out of control. And today it was so funny because we had another guest and it was all lined up. And then she realized last minute that she had a conflict and she wasn't going to be able to be with us live. And Rudrani came in. She's like, I would love to play. And, you know, it's such a great exercise in being willing to let go of control and go with the flow and all of those things. So I just wanted to say thank you so much for being willing to play and jump in, and thank you for that piece.
I'm going to be a little selfish here. I always enjoy playing with you. So when the opportunity came and I actually had planned on listening to your call, that was scheduled, and I thought, well, I've already blocked it out. You know, what's right about this?
Oh, I love it. I love it. And that's one of the questions that we play with. Rudrani is also, as I am, a certified facilitator with Access Consciousness. So if you guys are listening for the first time, one of the things that we play with is asking questions. So I could have gone to, oh my God, what am I going to do? And instead I laughed and I asked the question, like, what's right about this? And I truly did laugh when I saw her message come through going, oh my God, I'm so sorry. She's doing some training that's in Australia and their timing is so weird because they're like a day ahead of us. And I thought it was tomorrow, but it's actually today and I can't be on. They're just like laughing and laughing and saying, okay. And the timing of it all with my clearings that we're doing right now, being willing to be out of control. And I was just like, well, I'm asking for more of that. And look at what's showing up. And
oh my God, it's a true story. True story, Betsy.
So Rudrani, like, I'm sorry, go ahead.
You got to roll with it, baby.
You do. You truly, truly do. And it, being willing to let go of control is, ooh, it's quite a journey, isn't it?
It's a daily basis for me. It's like I'm living
For sure.
The 10-second increments, and every morning I wake up is like Groundhog Day, you know, with the COVID thing still going on. And you got to ask what's right about it.
Oh, I love it. Groundhog Day. Oh, that's awesome. So Rudrani, like I said, she is an Access Consciousness Certified Facilitator. She actually, if you guys go in the archives and listen to the last time she was on, she talked all about her journey to really seeking happiness and she survived a terrorist attack in Mumbai, and she was shot, and they thought she was never going to walk, and she might die. And it's just an amazing, amazing journey that this lady has been on. And she's got a book that's Choosing Happiness, which is so fun. And you can get that at on Amazon, correct?
Amazon, Books a Million. Of course, the Access Consciousness website. There's like four different places. I don't remember, but if you type in Choosing Happiness, it has its own web page, and there's the links to all the places.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So congratulations. It is an amazing book. And okay, so I'm kind of doing everything backwards and throwing it all up in the air today. So thank you guys for playing along. And we are going to actually be talking today, besides losing control, because I can see where it would fit right in with our conversation, but we're going to be talking about relationships. And are, you know, like if you happen to be single, we're, if you're listening live, Valentine's Day is this coming weekend. We're in the year 2021. And so you could be single, you could be in a relationship. Do you dread Valentine's Day? Do you not want to leave the house? Like pull your head, you know, over the covers and go, oh God, well, you know, just let me know when Valentine's Day is over. Do you, you know, if whether you're single in relationship, do you just not want to have anything to do with it? Do you, if you're in relationship, do you want, do you have expectations about how you want Valentine's Day to be? And so it was just saying like something fun to kind of start our conversation with today. And, you know, what does that mean in your world? So Rudrani, tell us a little bit about where you would like to start, you know, navigating the sometimes rough seas of relationships and what you have learned and discovered over time. And we'll just see where we go. This is totally, totally no form or structure going on here at all. So
I love this conversation already. I am probably one of the least romantic people walking this planet. I felt so impelled to always show up as if I was, because I felt like this is what this reality expected of me. So very early on, I remember being in a relationship in college, and, you know, we're talking about a million years ago now. And I remember buying a heart-shaped pizza from a local pizza place.
Oh, and, funny.
And tried to make a fancy pinkish drink for me and my boyfriend, and just assuming that that's what I was supposed to do, and that he had, of course, was going to make plans and want to do something on Valentine's Day. You know, we're kind of poor students, and so I'm trying to make it still memorable, you know,
mm-hmm.
in all of this.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt that he and his frat friends got really messed up, I think, earlier that day, and he slept through Valentine's Day. And here I was.
Ruh-roh.
Relieved that I didn't have to step up, that now I could point to him and say, you screwed up. I did all these things and you didn't show up. And I remember feeling righteous about doing right when I really didn't want, you know, it was a lot of pressure for me. So it's so funny that you start with that. But I also have a lot of friends over the years that made themselves wrong for not being in a relationship, especially for the biggest love, you know, celebration day of,
right.
You know, but what if it could be different, you know, what would that look like?
Well, I mean, yes, totally, totally. And I know I've had expectations and I've had disappointments and, you know, all of those things when I look at it and go, wow, was any of that actually what I wanted, or was I buying into, oh my gosh, because you talk about, what is the word that, oh, you know, like I'm sorry, I can't think of the word, when like, the media, you know, like there's so much pressure and on
right.
Valentine's Day, and even flowers cost more if you have them delivered on Valentine's Day and all of that stuff. And so how much do we actually buy into it?
Like any other holiday or, you know, Christmas, and there's all these expectations and projections of what it's supposed to like and what is expected from
yes.
us. And
yeah.
My sister this year sent my mother a Valentine's card, which I didn't even get her a Valentine's card. My mother lives with me, caregiver, and she's one of my best friends. And she's a crazy lady. And she sent her this $100 check so that we could be each other's Valentines and go out and have dinner. And okay, so Betsy, and then on top of that, she says, well, if Rodrani buys her own drinks, this $100 will cover it, which just made me laugh because when I go out in the world, I want to have a couple of cocktails, you know, and the cocktails sometimes cost more than the food that I ordered. So it's like, you know, all these ideas of what it's supposed to be. And I told Celeste, my mom, who she likes for me to call her Celeste because she likes would like for everyone to think we're sisters.
Aww.
Instead of calling her. And we are best buddies. You know, she wants to do something special for Valentine's Day. And I was like, well, why don't we hold the phone? Why don't we, you know, order out and have our little picnic at home, and then we'll go out another day, you know, and fulfill my sister's expectations of our Valentine's experience. So still pending. We haven't quite made a decision yet, but I guess my mother this year is my Valentine, and that's quite all right.
Aww.
It's usually Pepita, my cat, but this year it will be my mother. So,
well, you know, when you take the pressure off, you know, like if you're in a relationship and there is that expectation, and then you take that expectation off of the table, what does, in your words, what does that do for each other?
Well, for me, that's total freedom. When you're allowed to step into whatever the situation is, Valentine's Day or not, and get to be you instead of being what this world impales upon you to be. You know, I mean, the invitation is really you being you fully and completely instead
mm-hmm.
of being perceived you're, you know, quote unquote, supposed to be. At least that's for me, it's freedom to be able to go, hey, you know, I get to be me. For Valentine's Day, what does that look like? What if, you know, I could be my own Valentine? What if I could honor me on this holiday? What if I could be my best friend, you know, and actually consider myself instead of putting my self-worth or value on the expectations of what this reality impaled me with? Like, you know, where's your guy or girl or whatever it is that, you know, you have to step out in the world and be seen with. To quote unquote be successful because, hey, I've done all the things and here I am in this relationship and it's Valentine's Day and we're celebrating our love for each other and it's so beautiful. Makes me laugh, but that's how a lot of this reality functions from.
Yeah.
You know, have you noticed? Like even with the Valentine's
yeah.
commercials and all the stuff, all the diamond, you know, there's, I was going to say the diamond store. I used to work for a place, Zales, the diamond store. And there's just
yeah.
all these expectations of what you could, you know, how can you be the best Valentine in the world? What can you buy her or him? It's quite a lot. And a
mm-hmm.
lot of this relates into it. So what do those people do that don't have that significant or insignificant other to present to the world? You know, they're all scrambling on dating sites now. Who can I find at least have an online date with, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
And I've seen it. I've seen it on TV talk shows or whatever, if I'm flipping around, where they're basically going, so if you're all alone, what are you going to do for Valentine's Day? And just so you know, Betsy, I don't know if you knew this or not, but this week is Single Awareness Week. And I find it hilarious that they made the week like literally right before Valentine's Day. So let's just really, you know, pound into it even more that you're a loser and you don't have someone in your life you share Valentine's Day with.
What is Single Awareness Week? I'm clueless. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Here's the thing. It popped up on my phone. Those things that just kind of pop up.
Yeah.
Single Awareness Week, blah, 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 blah. Celebrate your singleness, blah, blah, blah. And I reached out to a lot of my single friends. I know you're not a single person. Well, I mean, you're not, you know, you're married and you're in a relationship, creationship. But there are a lot of people in the world that don't have that relationship or, you know, something they can point to.
Right.
And so I was sending it out kind of as a joke. Congratulations. We're recognizing you for Single, you know, Awareness Week. Will you be my Valentine, you know, something like that. And I've had a lot of fun texting with friends. You know, we're all sending a crying laugh, the laugh cry bitmoji back and forth to each other because we don't have a point of view. There's, you know, and the ones that I know, I don't really want to play with them anyway. You know, sometimes you got to ask, is this going to actually be a contribution if I joke around about this, or am I going to get someone on the other side going, I know, isn't it awful?
Well, and that's, you know, that the it really is such a great example of where your point of view is what's going to create your reality. And, you know, so if you have the point of view that it's terrible and horrible to, You could have it about being in a relationship, or you could have it about being single. You know, I know plenty of people who are in relationship who think that they're miserable and decide they are, so they are, you know. And we just, so it's, in the way you described it, you know, you're looking at, okay, well, who can I joke around with this thing that you're forwarding, and who is going to be very upset about it? So who can receive my point of view about it, and who should I, like, maybe they can't receive it, and they're gonna, and it's all just, it's so fascinating, honestly, when you look at it from a different perspective and you have these questions where you can really start to be like, what would I like to create as my life and my reality? So that's a great place for us to take our first break here today with Brianna Dubai, and we'll be back in just a couple of moments. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Are you looking to change anything in your life, to have an even greater appreciation of everything around you? Would you enjoy having a life of more joy and greater abundance and explore what is possible for you? My name is Betsy McLaughlin, and I invite you to explore simple and pragmatic tools that I share on my radio show, Imperfect Brilliance. I know firsthand that you can change anything. We explore tools and questions with amazing guests, offering all kinds of conversations on living your best life. I invite you to listen in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to Imperfect Brilliance. Consider a coaching call with me and let's explore what you would like your life to be like. Visit my website at www.creatingyumminess.com, and you're invited to call in to Imperfect Brilliance with your questions, Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. I look forward to connecting.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Relationships. How would you like to talk about relationships? And we are here today with Ronnie Davies. I think I mispronounced your last name before. Sorry about that. Did I do better this time?
That's perfect. We're Ronnie Davies, and it took me a while to get used to it's my DBA. So, but thank you.
Thank you, thank you. Well, I know my last name gets mispronounced all the time, so thank you for letting me know. And so, Rich Ronnie, you know, I almost said like relationships. You know, like it's just if we took, I wonder, just looking at this with you for a moment, if we took all of what we think we want in relationship or what we work so hard at trying to get the other person to do for us to give us something in relationship, which is already, even as soon as you start doing that, you're like setting yourself up for disappointment. Like right off the bat, it only took a couple of 100 million years to figure that one out.
Story. Oh my God. It's so true, because each one of us has a point of view about what relationship is supposed to look like. And it comes, or it stems from, in my experience, what we're taught or impaled with, mm-hmm. which, you know, touched on briefly, mm-hmm. but I mean, I watched my parents that had what I would consider to be a horrific relationship. So I had told my mother at a very early age, I am never getting married. Because in my mind's eye, being married meant that the guy was suddenly the boss of you and could, you know, bully you and get you to do whatever you want, because that's basically the relationship I saw unfold when I was a child.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to create that. So I was not very vulnerable in relationships at all, you know, and wasn't very honoring either in a lot of ways, because I was so independent and didn't trust, mm-hmm. but, you know, I liked guys. There were a lot of beautiful boys out there in the world in my younger years and even now. And I just was like, okay, if it gets too serious, I'm bailing. And that's mm-hmm. what I did for a long time in my life, you know? So, what is it really want to create in relationship? And the funny thing in that, Betsy, is relationship is how two things relate to one another. You know, it's like I'm talking to you and you're talking to me, or maybe we're talking at each other if we're really being conscious about it. And that's relationship. Whereas if you truly desire relationship, and it's something that comes up in classes I've taken with Access and hope to be facilitating soon, relationships done different. What if any relationship you had, it doesn't have to necessarily be with your lover. It can also be with your friends, your pets. Oh my gosh, with your body, with the earth. What if relating mm-hmm. a relationship could be creationship? And I love the way Simone Millicis and Brendan Watt put it. They have that class of relationship done different. They said, you know, what if your relationship actually created 20% more than it would together? I mean, it's together creates 20% more than it would without it. And that's true creationship. It's that space of, hey, is this relationship with this person, regardless of how it shows up, actually contributes more to my life than without it? And what if we looked at relationships that way, instead of just what can I get from this and how can I make them the way I want them to be, because you have a point of view based on what you've been taught that relationship is going to be? You know, what if you actually chose
what worked for you. You know, what a concept. And what could that look like?
Yes. And those are great questions. It's different for everybody. And there truly is no one size fits all. And I know for me, I did the same thing. My parents have a pretty lousy relationship. And so I was like, okay, I know what I don't want. And, you know, through a lot of tears, a lot of trials and tribulations, a lot of falling on my face, not knowing what the heck I was doing, you know, getting up, picking myself up and learning. That's how I learned about what kind of relationship worked for me. And, you know, I feel like I'm looking at it now going, gosh, I chose a lot of things a very hard way. And again, those were, for me, looking at it, a lot of those things, that's what I learned. That's what I saw my mother doing and my father doing, and that it was a lot of fighting and struggle and hard. And what if it actually doesn't have to be that way?
Yeah, true story. Because here's the thing. You know, when you're honoring of that person and you're grateful for them just being in your life, let's take love out of the picture altogether. Hey, I'm grateful for you. Because, you know, we have all these very interesting points of view of what love is, as well as relationships.
Yep.
Each one of us, what we perceive that to be. But what if you could just be grateful for the person being in your life, warts and all, and you understand that sometimes, I'm just going to say it out loud, sometimes they're an asshole, and sometimes you're an asshole. And if you can be in the space of allowance of that and say, hey, you know what, that's okay. I accept you, warts and all. You know, as long as it's a contribution, you got to ask, hey, does this work for me? Is it a kindness for me to be in this relationship? Not just to the other person, but to myself. Can they totally receive me even when I'm cranky pants? You know, can they accept me no matter where I happen to be? And can I actually honor them by being an allowance of them being the way they are? You know, sometimes maybe we just need to give each other space, and that's
right.
All that's required. And it's not about, hey, because we're in a relationship, you have to have a roof over my head, and you can't be with anybody else, and you can't go out with your friends, and you have to like all the things I like. And it's just madness, but it's really this reality. I mean, it's based on a lot of that. I know when I was married, my now ex, I did yoga, and so he came to yoga classes with me. I taught meditation, and so he would come to my meditation classes, and I ran, so he wanted to be a runner with me. But the funny part was, he decided he had to be better than me in all these things, which was just kind of hilarious, because I don't know if you know this about me, but I was that marathon runner that got invited to run marathons to get the numbers up for my age group. So I usually got an airplane ticket and shoes for free. I ran several half marathons, probably 200 or more, and
that's a little bit more than several.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Well, I ran only 10 full marathons, actually. So, but I would run a half marathon every Friday as a trainer, just to keep my speed up. You know,
amazing.
And he had to be a better runner than me, so he bought the books and all the things that you're supposed to have. And then we finally ran a half marathon together, and he had to stop and pee. And so he goes, I said, I'll wait for you. He goes, no, you run ahead. I'll catch up with you. And he never did. And so I waited for an hour afterwards with a banana in hand. And like, I'm so proud of you. And he goes, you took off so fast. After I had to stop, I couldn't possibly catch up with you. And I'm thinking, a whole hour later? Really? And, you know, paced. I did all the things. I was pacing myself. But it's so interesting because he had decided that for us to be in a relationship, we had to like all the same things. He wanted me to love astronomy, which, you know, it's funny. Dr. Dane here, who is the co-founder of Access Consciousness, he's really into it. I like looking at pictures, but I don't want to stand out in the freezing cold or in the heat of night and look through a telescope at the stars. You know, I am, that's just me. Doesn't do it for me, but it did it for him. So he made me do all these things that I really didn't want to do because he thought that's what relationship is supposed to be.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, it is. And, you know, the you touch so much on, there's so many definitions. And, you know, you're supposed to fit in those categories of what the definitions are. It's like a huge filing system, right? You know, looking at the old fashioned, when you used to go to the library and you pull out the, you'd have to go to the librarian to help you find where the book was, if it was some obscure thing, and she'd go to that big long thing. Remember, you pull it out and all that indexing, and you'd look at, I'm thinking, goodness gracious, how many different things that I have indexed and categorized and then subcategorized, and then maybe how many other subcategories did I have in there, all of what I expected relationships to be.
Gosh, true story. And it's so funny that you talk about that old filing. You have just dated us. Seriously, I remember in college, before, you know, we didn't have computers. We had typewriters where you had to, you know, put the little thing in there to correct the spelling and all of that stuff. And I was so good at those little index cards things. And yet you still pulled out like 12 books to find the one thing you needed to write your paper. And I'm an English minor, and I've written 3 books, so it's like, I get it. You know, I love how much more we have with all of that. And why can't we have that kind of ease in relationships? It's like relationship, this relationship reality is so dated. Why can't we not update ourselves like we have libraries? We don't have to even walk into a library anymore. We can just do it all, you know, with Google search and things like that. And yet, here are outdated way of relationships. As if that's going to work, you know?
Well, and then it is. And then you look at relationships that where the people are happy and it's working for them. And then that's where, like, okay, so what are they choosing that is different? That's some of the things that I started doing quite a while ago. And like, what are they choosing that works for them? And what of that would I like to incorporate in my life? And way beyond just my, you know, my marriage relationship, it truly is, like you said earlier, it's every relationship you have with yourself, with your body, with your friends, with your house, with your animals, with your, you know, with your family, with people you work with people you know. It truly goes so much farther than, you know, am I single for Valentine's Day? And in that, like, I know we've got a few minutes before the next break, so let's start on this and then see where we go. But what questions and tips would you like to share with people on what you have done to kind of get yourself out of the categories and definitions and into what works in your world?
Oh my God, that is a beautiful question.
Thank you.
And, I always love playing with you, for Pete's sakes. We get to things that I never dream of. And so I'm so grateful for this co-creation, because here we are again, you and I creating more in the conversation we could do by ourselves. Obviously, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's very, very interesting, because I'm going to tell a little story on myself about how learned to choose for myself. I remember taking a sex and relationship class from Gary Douglas, the founder of Access Consciousness, and Dr. Dane here, the co-founder. And this is maybe like 5 or 6 years ago now. And I went to Houston. And I was like a Gary follower. I didn't know that much about Dane. I just had seen some YouTube things, but I really connected with Gary. Now it's, you know, equal opportunity kind of thing. I'm in love with him. But I remember going, and everything that they were talking about, like, I already feel this way. Yeah, I get it. Blah, 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 you know. And why am I here? And then Gary gave me this assignment to get on dating sites. And he said, I want you to ask these 4 questions and see if they're light or heavy for you. Will this be easy? Will it be fun? Will I learn something? Will I be happier afterwards? And then another one was added later that was, will I make money? Which just means, will this be a contribution if I go there? So right. Here I am doing this assignment, and very rarely I guess on all of them. So I'm texting with him, and he asks, you know, I tell him what I'm doing. He asks me, so how many dates have you had? And I'm like, dates? question mark. I'm supposed to actually, I thought I was just supposed to do this as an energy thing. And he's like, yeah, you don't really see the energy of it until you actually go out and perceive it when you're sitting across. Because it's kind of like, you know, when you have that connection or when you don't. And
right.
It was very interesting. There were several coffee dates that there was a miss, but I always learned something, and it never
sure.
shows up the way you think it's going to. So, you know, it's like those people on dating sites, you're going to go through a lot of frogs before you kiss the prince or whatever it is. That's
right.
What it was like. Eventually I got to where the energy shifted so much for me, because I had so many points of view of how Prince Charming was supposed to show up, that when I finally let go of all the points of view of, he has to be this tall because I want to wear my heels, he has to have hair because I like grabbing it, or whatever it was, or, you know, gotta be, because he doesn't have to run with me, but I want him to keep up with me, you know, that kind of thing. Because
mm-hmm.
you know, mm-hmm. I'm in the lady category on these dating apps, it appears, and I had no restrictions on the age of the guy I was going to meet, which was so mm-hmm. weird, because you'd be surprised what will show up when you do that, you know, instead of being, oh, I have to say this. And I ended up connecting with guys that I had seen on there before, but I always got a no, and it was me that was limiting myself.
Ah.
So I dropped all those points of view of how it had to look like. I actually connected with people that could be a contribution to me or a creationship with me, and ended up having three beautiful relationships with guys, you know, that are still my friends. That, you know, it's interesting. There's still the creationship, even though it didn't end up being a love connection, if you want to call it that. And not that I'm closed off to that one or whatever, multiple relationships, whatever
uh-huh.
it ends up being.
Uh-huh.
What I found was the relationship with myself, that's what actually became a priority, because here I'd been cutting my arms and legs off to fit into other people's realities. And what I found was truly being me was the gift. And if the other person couldn't show up that way, regardless of how it showed up, you know, in this case, it was dating apps or whatever, but in everything, in business, with my cat. Being in lockdown for almost a year now, my cat and I have an unbelievable relationship that I never knew was possible, because I was never home. I was in the world
wow.
teaching classes, you know, or traveling and taking classes. And with the lockdown, I've gotten really close to my cat, Pepita. We are telepathically so connected now. And I don't know if I would ever have been gifted that if it hadn't been for COVID.
Wow.
In a way, COVID kind of been a gift, you know?
Wow.
How's it been for you?
That's amazing. Well, we need to take our next break. So thank you for sharing that. That was really cool. We'll be back in just another couple of minutes. Thanks for listening.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of OM Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going OM? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Bobman. Having a wonderful conversation today with Ruth Ronnie. And please tell everybody where they can find you, what your website is.
So I have so many websites. But if you go to www.rudranidevi.com, RUDRANIDEVI.com, on that website, you can find all the other websites. Because I'm also a singer, and so I have my band, and then I perform, well, when we could perform out in the world, hopefully in the near future. I also am a backup vocalist and percussionist and violinist with several other bands or creations. So those are there as well as the Access Consciousness website that lists all my classes and all the things. So if you go there, awesome. And also on Facebook, if you go there, all of them are listed there as well. So Rudrani Devi on Facebook.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. And that is just too much fun. She does have a great voice, and she sometimes does impromptu things on Facebook. So you guys might want to just check her out. She really is a lot of fun. As I'm sure you're getting a little taste and hint of Rudrani today. And she lives in it's Nashville, Tennessee, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Nashville, Tennessee, okay. Which was where, gosh, it was funny. There used to be Access Consciousness actually was very well known in Nashville in the early days. And so now it's all over the world, 179 countries, actually. You can believe it.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, so that is it. Nashville, Tennessee is in the United States. If you're listening somewhere else and saying, I don't know where that is, it is the United States. I also live in the U.S. We both travel. And when borders open up and we can travel some more, and we do classes all the time online, and we're actually talking about maybe doing a class together, playing together in other ways. And Rudrani also has a podcast. So what is the name of your podcast?
My podcast is the Get Happy podcast, which came about because of the Choosing Happiness, an Uncommon Way to Find Joy in Your Life book that I wrote specifically with Access Consciousness in mind. And now she speaks Portuguese, Spanish, and she's getting translated into Russian and German as we speak. And there's also an Audible version in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, that's so exciting. That's amazing. Congratulations. How fun. How fun. And yeah, so those are some of the ways you can find Rudrani. And my website is www.creatingyumminess.com. So you can find me there as well as on Facebook and through the Om Times Radio website. And we are just so grateful that you're listening. So relationships, right before the break, you were talking about how unexpectedly your relationship with your cat has really deepened and changed with, you know, being home so much more than you'd ever been before. And so, you know, there's always these unexpected things that happen with relationships. And I would love to talk at the very beginning of the show. I was laughing about control and being willing to give up control. And I'd love to have that piece of the conversation here with relationships and when you are willing to, number one, can look at where you might be controlling things
And then if you're willing to let go of that, what questions would you like to share with everyone? And then I'll pipe in as well with some of the things that I've looked at and done and changed that have really contributed to far greater relationships than what I was creating in my past.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I actually have a story about my cat.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I had 3 years ago gutted my home, moved into an apartment so that I could rework my house to where I could facilitate classes in my home with ease, and also built on a section with a, it's so funny. If you were to, one day you're going to come visit me here. I know you are.
Oh, I am for sure.
Where I live, where I work, the front door now goes into my office. And then there's a shared space for my mom, which is the living room, dining room, kitchen, state-of-the-art kitchen thing. And then I have this glass walkway completely closed in that goes to her side of the house that has the laundry room, her bedroom, and a soundproof music room where she now has three pianos, two grand pianos, because she teaches piano, and where I can rehearse with my band. And then I tricked out the garage so I could teach classes and all of this. So I did this 3 years ago.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm in love with my house. She loves me too. That's the relationship I have. And I talk to her every day. So grateful. So she moves in on November 21st and she brings her cat, which, you know, fingers and toes crossed, the cats are going to get along. They're both long in the tooth, both 15 years old and used to, you know, being owning their person, like my cat, and so here I am, you know, hoping they'll get along. We had a cage set up between them and all of this, and she's telling me I'm not having it. And, you know, because all this time during lockdown, we've been spending a lot of time together, but I had this point of view that she was never going to sleep with me in my bedroom. I didn't want to have to clean up cat hair anywhere else because she's a long-haired, beautiful orange cat. And it just didn't get better between the two cats. So finally, I'm like doing this deal and deliver with her. I'm like, you know, you're not even going to the box to poop. We got to figure this out. So she was like, okay, you got to let me sleep with you. I mean, the way I talk to cats or my cat, I give her pictures as I'm talking and she meows at me and does the same thing. So I'm perceiving what it is that she requires. And when I started doing that, she felt received, I felt received, and our relationship or our bond got tighter. And she was like, okay, I don't want to be out here when you're in the bedroom with him roaming around. You know, you need to let me come sleep with you. I'm like, yeah, and I don't need you to be pooping where you shouldn't be. So now she's a dog cat. We came to an agreement. I have the little cat bed at the end of my bed. And so every night I open my door, she comes in and sleeps with me. But she doesn't get up in my hair or anything, you know, and any time she meows and needs it, I open the door, even if it's in the middle of the night, so she can run out and pee and poop. And I'm telling you, sometimes it's like 2 or 3 in the morning, but we have that understanding. And that was the creationship we came to. And I actually sleep deeper having her in my bedroom with me, which I didn't anticipate that. But there's something about a rhythm, you know, that bond that you can also have with your partner, where when they're, some people can't sleep with other people in the bed, but some people, there's an energy there that they sleep better. It's like they have the best sleep they've ever had. I know in a Gwen Stefani song, when she was with No Doubt, she goes, "You give me the best sleep I've ever had." And I have that with my cat, of all weird things. I love having the bed of myself, but it was one of those things where I had to get out of my head and be like, okay, what's going to actually create more here? Because my point of view was, I don't want a cat in my bedroom, you know, more hair to clean up. So now, you know, like she's like the boss of me when it comes to that, but it turned out to be a greater thing. I'm still talking to her and sending pictures about her being best friends with my mom's cat, Nicho. So far that's not happened, but what else is possible now, you know? Now that I'm giving up some of the control over my cat, and that's created great. You know, it's a weird thing to speak to, but I've personally experienced it. And sometimes, you know, Gary, you do things you don't like doing because it's
easier and it's going to create more. So, you know, you got to ask yourself that question. If I choose this, will it create greater? And, you know, a lie always makes you feel heavier. And the truth for you always makes you feel lighter, you know? So it's like, if I ask that question and I feel lighter, hey, if I choose this, is it going to create greater? And I feel lighter, then I know that, hey, even if it's not exactly what I would want to choose, is it going to make my life easier? Well, hell yeah, I'm going to choose it. You know?
Well,
like that.
And that's so true, because a lot of, it doesn't always make sense. And when we try to make sense of things, right, and be logical, and and then I've found that when I do that a lot of times, it's really like pushing what I know off to the side and trying to, then that you talk about that control piece, and then you're trying to control something. And so the questions that Rudrani shared with us a little bit earlier, those are great questions to ask here. And then I would love for you just to explain a little bit, in case people are not familiar with, what is heavy and light.
Oh, yeah. So, and that's a great question, because I'm, that's true. Some of you may not know what that's about, but just, you know, humor me for a moment, you guys, and just tap into your body, whatever that is for you. Maybe, you know, give your thighs a squeeze. Hey, body, I know that I've kind of been leaving you out of the picture, and yet I drag you along with me 24/7. Forgive me for dismissing you or whatever that is. And just ask your body to connect with you, you know, on the psychic level that we be. You know, are you just this body, or are you so much more, you know, connected with the earth, connected with the universe? Are you an infinite being, or are you just this body? So from that perspective, expand out. So imagine that awareness is entering into your body, and as it does, you expand out and you include everything in the world, including your body. Just like that. All you have to do is ask. And from that energy space and consciousness where you are that expanded self, look back at your body, and now your body's inside of you, right? And the rest of the world. And giving your thighs a gentle squeeze, be like, okay, body, if you wanted to communicate with me, what would that look like? If you wanted to let me know that you're on the same page with me, what would that look like? And then just let your body show you. For me, it's this lightness, which is what we're talking about, the heavy and light thing. Maybe your body points to a place in your body where when it wants to say yes to you, it's going to show you that, you know, lightness. And that lightness for me is my head feels expanded, like the crown chakra or something just explodes. I'm like, oh, okay, mm-hmm. Body's telling. And then, you know, ask, okay, so truth, body, what would it look like if you were going to say no? I asked you if you wanted, you know, cheeseburger tonight, and you're like, no, I want a pizza or whatever it is. What would that look like? And let your body point to that for you. And that heaviness for me is kind of a heaviness in my heart. My body's going, no, I would prefer you choose something different. So whatever that is for you from this expanded space, just notice it. You know, truth, body, show me it. See what that is. Maybe close your eyes, squeeze your thighs, you know, go into that space, really connecting with your body, but from that expanded space, no judgment, no point of view, and let your body show you. And then truth, body, show me now, and just notice what it shows you. And so that's an access consciousness tool, heavy and light. And what is light will create and generate for you. And what is heavy? You know, it's nice to know what you know. Hey, that's heavy. Let's not mess with that. Let's move on and ask some more questions. What about if I choose this body, heavy or light? Hey, what if I choose this person, heavy or light? Just like those questions from earlier where I was asking, will this be easy, heavy or light? Ooh, light. Okay, I'm going to ask the next question. Will it be fun? Oh, wow, my head's exploding. Going to be fun. You know, and you just go until you get to the next question. And if you get a no on any of them, you can always override people, you know. But what's funny that I've noticed is when I override, I'm not usually a happy camper. It's like my body seems to know more about the answers to those questions. I have that relationship with my body and I trust it, you know, true story. Does that answer
that's
your question?
Great. Yeah, for sure. That's great. Thank you. And the, you know, like the creationship with your body, it's, I would love to just add to it. It's never too late. And for whatever relationship or creationship you would like to have, it's never too late. And you can always, you know, choose something right here, right now. You don't even have to wait until Monday or the first of the month or anything. You know, that's the beauty of being able to choose and create what works for you right here, right now. And so anywhere that you might think that things that we've talked about are, you know, impossible or maybe not work for you, you'd be willing to play with it and see what might show up. Rudrani, thank you for such a fast time together today. Thank you for playing with us.
Oh my God, it's like my body is just delighted. I'm my cells are dancing. Thank you for the invitation.
Yay! How does it get even more delicious than that? All right, you all have a great week. Enjoy. Take care.